The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Trump needs to stop Senator Ted Cruz's momentum. Can he do it? Former White House press secretary for President George W. Bush, Ari Fleischer, has some advice for Donald Trump. Ari goes on the record from Dallas. Good evening, Ari.
Good evening, Greta.
Ari, Donald Trump, even though he got a political beating last night, he still is the front runner in the Republican Party. You have advice for him. What is your advice for him?
Well, number one, I think he could be the nominee of the party, and I want whoever our nominee is to win. So I wrote him an open letter, and I suggested to him, number one, that he stop fighting with everybody and not be so nasty. What he's doing, in essence, Greta, is pushing away the people he needs to get over the 50% threshold. He's energized and locked up 35 to 40% of the country by being tough, or I should say the party, by being tough and being an outsider. But the high-hanging fruit, that which remains between 40% and 50%, he's repelling with his tweets about Heidi Cruz as being too tough, too hot, too often. He needs to be more policy oriented, give some policy speeches, master facts, and tone it down, stop fighting with everyone.
You know, he gets a lot of criticism for, people say they don't know his policy, and frankly, whether you agree with him or not, I actually can go through the list. I know what he thinks about immigration, a wall. I know what he thinks about trade. I know what he thinks about health care. I know what he thinks about education, jobs. I actually know what he's going to do about it. He sees it through sort of a business construct. And it's not so much whether you agree with him or not, but I actually think he's done that part.
Well, he stepped on his own message. His rhetoric is so hot and his attacks are so severe that very few people hear his policy beyond build a wall and we lose to China, we lose to Japan. My advice to Donald Trump would be give 3 to 5 policy speeches focused uniquely on specific policies, energy policy, for example, and surprise people by going at not full length, but some level of detail and substance. String together a few of those, and people will already think he's tough. He has a chance to make them also think he's thoughtful.
And do you think he can tone it down? I mean, to stop being what you say is nasty, do you think he can do that?
Well, you know, I've worked for 3 congressmen, 1 senator, 1 president. Everybody has their own style, and they have to be the ones who decide these things. But for Donald Trump, he needs to be true to whom he is, a provocative outsider. But he has to be smart enough to stop fighting with everyone over everything and to be so nasty about it. His tweets about what Heidi Cruz looks like and he's going to spill the beans on her turns people off. It's exactly how you don't get to 50%. So, yeah, I do think, Greta, there are some things within his control. He can be true to himself, but tone it down a few notches. He'll still be many more notches above everybody else when it comes to being provocative. That's his style, but he should tone it down a few notches.
And I think his wife, Melania, has said that she's told him to do that, so maybe he needs to listen to her a little more.
Well, he needs to listen to somebody, that's for sure. And I thought Ari's assessment on this was right on, Scott. You know, Ari, of course, the former White House press secretary for U.S. President George W. Bush, and on last night with Greta. And, you know, he laid it out very clear. And, if Trump's going to do this, he's got to get beyond the level. The ceiling that they talk about is the ceiling that he's established himself. And maybe he's just counting so much on, you know, his bravado, I guess.
Well, the bad thing about being going for president is at some point you have to become a politician.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that's kind of what Ari was saying right there, is at some point you got to start making political speeches.
How does he make that pivot, Scott? Does he you know, make an announcement, maybe apologize that he was a little rough, maybe he was inartful about some of these things, and, you know, maybe takes responsibility for that and then starts to move a little bit more, you know, into the political realm?
Not really his style. I don't see him apologizing, but he could just start doing it.
Yeah,
right. Just start doing it. You start doing it. You start walking the walk.
Well, we always talk about building bridges, and he needs to build bridges into this next level of group that's going to take him to that 50% that Ari Fleischer was talking about. This is Bill Martinez. Hey, we're talking, and we need you to talk as well. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and with us right now is the political analyst, former congressman, and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer. He's just done just about everything you could do, haven't you, Bob Boupre?
Well, and I'm doing one more thing I hadn't done before. I'm raising buffalo now. I'm having a ball now, doing it, too.
Buffalo? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Hey, the meat, buffalo meat, really special, isn't it?
It's awesome, and we're doing all grass-fed, just like Mother Nature did. We've got a ranch high up in Colorado's mountains. In fact, right over my shoulder this morning, I'm looking at the Continental Divide. Mm-hmm. Looking out the other window at my buffalo herd. We got about 150 mother cows, and they're about 2 weeks from dropping their annual baby crop, and
wow.
Fun time.
Enjoy. Well, one of these days I got to get out there, Bob. If you need an extra hand or something, you know, I'll be there. Probably the hardest work I've ever done since picking strawberries when I was a little kid, you know.
Well, that is hard work. Well, we'll keep the gate open for you and clean sheets on the bed. You come anytime, Bill.
You got it. Hey, thank you. Hey, Bob, the whole GOP stuff, there's plenty of things to talk about here. Ari Fleischer last night, we were just playing the soundbite before you came on. His advice to Donald Trump about, being a little bit more user-friendly. I thought he was spot on in his analysis of what Trump needs to do if he's going to get beyond that, that 40%. Level that he's at right now.
Yeah, I didn't see Ari's interview, but I would tend to agree with that. People have been saying it for a while. Trump has pledged in the past that he can turn on the presidential button and be more presidential whenever he wants to. If he wants to win this thing and get to 1237 before going to Cleveland, he'd better turn that button on pretty quick. I think the race right now, especially after Wisconsin, where it wasn't a huge surprise that Cruz won, mm-hmm. but Cruz overperformed, Donald underperformed. That was, I think, the takeaway. That 13-point margin certainly was a big one for Ted Cruz. Donald's got a good stretch ahead of him, no doubt about it. New York ought to be very good to Donald Trump.
Right.
Then a week later, you go into I think it's five states, including Pennsylvania, that are all pretty much northeast states, ought to be pretty friendly territory. But I think the big one that both of them are looking at comes a week after that in Indiana. 57, I think it is, delegates.
Mm-hmm.
Winner take most. It isn't quite winner take all. But if Ted Cruz happens to do what he did in Wisconsin, doesn't have to do it by that big a number, but if he happens to win Indiana, just mathematically, it becomes real difficult at that point for Trump to get to 1237 before Cleveland. And I think by most everybody's estimate, maybe Ari talked about this too last night, I don't know, if Trump can't get the nomination on the first round ballot, if there happens to be a need, if it is a contested convention and they have to ballot more than once, I think it gets extremely difficult for Donald, because the Cruz campaign has done an incredibly good job of touching all these delegates, nurturing all these delegates, doing it kind of the old-fashioned but very important way of understanding the rules. You don't have to agree with them, but you got to play by them.
Exactly.
And going after these delegates and figuring out a way to not only win it himself, in Ted Cruz's case, but to keep Trump under that 1237. It's going to be a fascinating next couple months.
Yeah, without a doubt, on both sides for that matter. And we'll talk Democrats here in just a moment. Hey, Bob, you know, you've been here before, you know, former congressman. You see how this plays out, and you understand the inside game very, very well. For Donald Trump, who is self-funding, one of his strengths is that he's not beholden to anybody. But at some point, regardless of money, you gotta be beholden to somebody, because you just can't do this by yourself. And I think that as much as that is the strength for Donald Trump, it's now starting to be a weakness, because he doesn't have a lot of bridges into, you know, like you say, Cruz's his ground game, his networking. He's got a lot of strength, and he's advantaged Cruz in that area very clearly, don't you say?
I think, and it's a little bit to my surprise, but Cruz, I think, has run a masterful campaign. If he ends up somehow pulling this off, it won't be on the first ballot. I don't see a way in the world that Cruz gets to 1237 before Cleveland. But if he happens to win on a second or third or fourth or however many ballots, they're going to be writing books about the brilliance of the Cruz campaign. And how Trump, you know, Trump has repeatedly said, and I don't like the rules, I don't have to play by the rules, I write my own rules, those kind of statements. Well, there's part of that that we all say, well, I kind of like that, his own man. But as you just pointed out, and I think very wisely pointed out, if you're going to win not only a nomination, but importantly a general election, you've got to do it by addition, not by subtraction.
Exactly.
You can't keep ignoring this constituency or offending that constituency. You've got to build a bigger and broader base of support. Again, to, you know, it's kind of irrefutable at this point. Cruz has done a masterful job of that. When guys like Lindsey Graham, who were huge critics of Ted Cruz, with lots of reasons why he wants to be a critic of Ted Cruz, can say, nope, that's the guy I'm going to go with, that tells me that the Cruz team is reaching out and broadening that base. He's certainly done it here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I think Saturday, when we have our state convention and finish picking all 37 of our delegates, frankly, it wouldn't surprise me, Bill, if Cruz runs the table. And many of those delegates will say that they're uncommitted, but I see no evidence whatsoever of a Trump effort to elect delegates. The Cruz team has got a slate. They're 2-for-2 in congressional districts. They've elected all Cruz delegates thus far at the congressional level, and they may well elect all Cruz delegates on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, Bob, and tell me if I'm wrong here, if I'm seeing this not as clearly, Wisconsin was very telling, where you had people making a decision, maybe even some people that they found with the exit polls that, you know, kind of like John Kasich, but they really had to make a decision to say, look, I want my vote to count. And, you know, Kasich, Cruz, I got to pick somebody who's got a shot at really upending the Trump momentum. And people are starting to get comfortable with a Cruz presidency. And that's what I got out of Wisconsin, is that it seems to indicate that people are willing to really legitimize his candidacy, so to speak.
I think you're right. That's at least a very big piece of the lesson learned in Wisconsin.
Well, our conversation with the former congressman from Colorado, Bob Beaupre, continues. Thank you for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Just as a sidebar, Bob, I don't know, did you happen to catch the par 3 activity at the Masters yesterday?
Was that the back-to-back holes in one?
Nine hole-in-ones. Nine. It was incredible, man. These guys are good. You know that. It's just about 14 after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. Our conversation with the former congressman continues right after this.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thanks, God Almighty. We're free at last.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation continues with the former Colorado congressman, political analyst, and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, one Bob Beaupre. Bob, you know, the whole idea of a contested convention. A lot of people don't quite understand. Some people use brokered. It's not a brokered. It's going to either be an open or a contested convention by definition, by rules of play. So that's potentially what it could be. But it's the media, everybody has jumped on this possibility, and it's almost like the media and all these outsiders have willed it, especially the establishment, because when they started seeing Trump and they let Trump get too far, you know, because I don't think they thought, they underestimated the power of the brand, the power of the Donald Trump name, and before they knew it, you know, this guy's their standard bearer, and they're freaking out, Bob.
Yeah, you have to give him credit. He tapped into an anger and anxiety, an extreme disappointment and frustration with the ruling political class, and people came to his message. No getting around it. But now the question is, who can actually get to 1237? And you know, if I can, let me, since I've been through it several times, national conventions, once as chairman actually of our delegation when I was state party chair, and then once in Tampa as a delegate when I was a former member of Congress. Mm-hmm. Both of those were settled beforehand. One, in one case, George W. Bush had enough delegates wrapped up, the other Mitt Romney, so the outcome was already set. But people need to understand and actually have a good bit of faith. There's a lot of talk out there that somehow somebody's going to steal this convention, steal the election, especially from maybe Donald Trump. Nobody's going to steal anything, because ultimately the delegates are in charge. They vote on the rules that are going to run the convention. Each state has adopted and voted on the rules to select their delegates and how those delegates then have to vote. In the first round, most all of them are going to be bound, in other words, obligated to vote for one of the candidates that's going to get nominated. In the second round, many of those delegates then get released to vote their own conscience. By the third and fourth round, virtually all of them are free to vote their own conscience. But nobody's stealing anything, and I think it's important that people understand and respect that. There are rules. There's great transparency. Every campaign will have observers and a load of lawyers overseeing the operations and the vote counting and everything else. So it is a messy process, but it's one that will happen, and there's an order and a large degree of rules that guide it.
Well, as the voting, you know, should it continue and go past the first round, I got to imagine the influence and the significance of being a delegate increases in importance and influence.
Yeah, let me use my own state as an example. I was very disappointed when our state, for reasons that aren't important right now, decided not to have a primary and not even have a presidential preference at our caucuses. We're a caucus state. Mm-hmm. And predictably, we got very little attention from any of the presidential candidates. Instead, we and a few others are selecting all of our delegates at either the Congressional Assembly, some of which have already happened, or this Saturday at our statewide assembly. All of a sudden, these are some of the most important people in this whole presidential selection process, the 37 Colorado delegates. And,
yeah, exactly.
It is kind of a strange way to do it, but they've become extremely important, extremely popular.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, if you're not going to learn civics in school, you're definitely going to learn it with the way history is unfolding right now, right?
Amen to that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Amen to that.
Hey, let's talk about the Democrats. Bernie Sanders putting the burn on Mrs. Clinton, and she's feeling it and getting a little cranky. I mean, she's coming right back at him, and there's another case. I mean, this has kind of been, you know, he's been the other side of the bookend here. You got Trump on one side as an outsider, and although Sanders is kind of an insider outsider, you know, I say he's come out of the closet as a full blown socialist here. And but then, you know, some might argue there's not much difference between, really, when you think about the fundamentals between you know, he and Hillary.
No, when she's demonstrably been trying to run to the left of Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
There's not much daylight between her and Bernie Sanders. You're absolutely correct. One is just honest enough to admit that they're a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a big surprise. If some group of supporters in any of these presidential contests wanted to be concerned about a party establishing rules or setting the stage in preference to one candidate, it's the Democrats.
Exactly.
Hillary with all these
superdelegates.
Superdelegates. Yeah, she's basically locked it up. Yet he's now won what, 7 of the last 8?
You know, something like that. Yeah, 7 of, yeah. And 6
it's,
in a row.
It's amazing. If it was just head to head, Bernie might actually have walked away with this thing, which is, it says an enormous amount about the state of affairs of the Democrat voting base.
Exactly.
It is very, very left.
Well, and not only the Democratic voting base, but our country as well, that they would be able to garner this kind of influence. I mean, he's got a lot of voters behind him, and you know, they want to talk and take shots, of course, at the Republican Party. They figure as long as they can, you know, scramble that up and bifurcate that all the more, that's okay, because a lot of this seems to be, you know, self-inflicted on the GOP side. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, you guys, you put the stones down. You are in a glass house yourself here right now.
You bet they are. Who would have thought 6-8 months ago that Bernie Sanders could even still be in this race, and yet he's raised tens of millions of dollars. In Colorado, I'll use this as an example again, I see a lot of Bernie bumper stickers, which I'm embarrassed to say, but I don't see much evidence at all of Hillary Clinton.
You're exactly. I'm in California, Bob. Same thing. Same thing in California, Bob. It's funny that you should bring that up, because I've noticed more Bernie Sanders here in California, and you're exactly right. I got to tell you, I mean, I've been here for 2 weeks. I've not seen one Hillary Clinton bumper sticker.
No.
Not one.
No. The evidence of a Hillary campaign in Colorado is almost non-existent. If Bill comes to town, you know, people show up, several hundred, but it's not like the massive crowds that Bernie draws. He's been here and typically goes to the universities, University of Colorado and Boulder, mm-hmm. and he just packs the house. It frightens me, embarrasses me a bit. It happens in my state. Frightens me that a socialist, an avowed socialist, can draw that kind of support, but you can't deny that he's got them.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you got to chalk one up for our educational institutions that have raised our children well to become socialists.
A lot of it comes from.
Exactly.
A lot of the young people have no idea of the failures of socialism and all the socialism, communism, fascism. And the number of people, some estimate as many as 150 million people that have died, been murdered in most cases under the heavy thumb of totalitarian regimes, of which socialism invariably becomes. Socialism's never succeeded anywhere on planet Earth. Why would it succeed here?
Yeah, really, exactly. And for me, I mean, I look at the facts and you show me a better way. A better way than what our founding fathers created for us, what they turned over to us. Hey, I'm in. You know, but you go to these college campuses, to your point, Bob, and, you know, they're all wearing Che Guevara, you know, T-shirts and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Just speaking of the president's recent, you know, Cuba visit. And it's like, do you realize what you're doing? And then you want to freak out because somebody has written in chalk on your campus, Trump 2016, and you're in the fetal position? What are we raising here?
Hypocrisy in that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's. But yet, you know, when they put Bernie Sanders chalk all over the place, that was fine, not a problem. You know, we've got so much of this contention going on, whether it's the hyphenation of America, but we have become the un-United States of America, Bob Oupre. And if we're going to really, truly, as Donald Trump says, make America great again, we got to find these bridges, as you mentioned earlier, that can congeal us and bring us together with a singular thought to unify this country on all sides. Bob Oupre, former congressman from Colorado, has been with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez live here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Love hearing from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for James Rickards to come on. He's the author of New York Times bestseller, Death of Money, national bestseller, Currency Wars, which has been translated into 9 languages, and we're here to talk about the new case for gold, a provocative argument on the enduring value of gold. James Rickards, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, we're in this political season, exit poll after exit poll, and it really isn't any different than it has always been here in America. It is all about the economy, isn't it?
It is. That's the number one issue for Americans. You know, people are concerned about terrorism and student loans and a lot of other things. They're all important issues. But sure, the economy, jobs, growth, your kid's going to be better off than you are. Those are the number one issues, no doubt about it.
Well, give us an analysis. Where are we right now? A snapshot of this economy that has been languishing. The White House administration, I feel, looks at the American people like we're all a bunch of mushrooms, and we all know what happens to mushrooms. We've been fed a lot of stuff here that is greatly inaccurate, and we need you to set the record straight. Tell us exactly what's going on with our economy.
Well, the economy is in a new depression. When I say that, people go, wait a second, the economy is growing. How can it be a depression? But that's not the only definition of a depression. Depression, you can have growth in a depression, but it's growth below potential, below trend. Mm-hmm. So the potential growth of the United States is between 3 and 4%. That's the long-term trend. We're actually growing about 2%. So the political leaders say, hey, look at us, we're growing 2%. But it's like, yeah, but you could be growing 3 or 4%. That difference, that 1% between the 3% and the 2%, that's lost wealth. That's called the output gap, and you never get it back. It's growing over time. So there are trillions of dollars of lost wealth Yeah, the economy's growing, but it's not growing fast enough, not growing relative to potential. And people feel that, and they understand that intuitively. The question is, how do you get out of that? But you get out of it with structural change, you know, tax policy, labor policy, et cetera. We're not doing that. Instead, we're trying to print money to keep the economy afloat. All that's going to do is create bubbles. They're going to crash. They do like clockwork, by the way. You know, in 1987, the stock market fell 22% in one day, not a week or a month, but one day. That would be the equivalent of 4,000 Dow points today. 1998, every market in the world was hours away from closing with long-term capital management. 2000, the dot-com crash. 2007, the mortgage crash. 2008, Lehman AIG. We were hours away from every bank collapsing. So we're getting ready for the next one. It's been 8 years since the last panic. When it happens, by the way, they're not going to bail out the system by printing money. They can't. They're at the limit of that. They're going to lock down the system. Close exchanges, close banks, reprogram ATMs. So you're going to want some gold to protect yourself. Now, I recommend 10%, not 100%, not 50%. 10% physical gold in your portfolio. It's like fire insurance. Nobody wants this house to burn down, heaven forbid. But if it does, you're glad you have the insurance. So you're going to want that 10% gold.
Exactly. Well, James, you know, we've been hearing for a long time, you know, the potential lockdown of ATMs, all our cash being held hostage and this sort of thing. And people like yourselves have been, you know, sounding the clarion call and the warning call. And America, like anybody, you know, just keeps on turning ahead, which it has followed form. I mean, we've been this way. We've run into problems. People have warned us, and we've decided, well, we'll ride this out. But this could be, you know, hugely significant, more so than any other collapse that we've realized in history, don't you say?
I think that's exactly right. You know, if you're going to slaughter cattle, you got to round them up and get them in a pen first. You know, you don't run around the field chasing the cows. You round them up and get them in the pen, then you slaughter them. That's what the government's doing to savers. We're all being forced into big banks. This is not real wealth. This is digital wealth. It can be hacked, erased. Vladimir Putin has a 6,000-member cyber brigade working day or night. By the way, so do the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Syrians, and others, the Chinese. They can come in and wipe out your digital wealth. So the great thing about gold is that it's physical. You can't hack it. You can't erase it. But beyond that, you're not going to be able to get cash. I mean, you think you can go down to your bank today and ask for $5,000 in cash. You will be treated like a criminal, a drug dealer, or a tax evader. You're a perfectly innocent American citizen. It's perfectly legal. Some banks will say, hey, come back in 2 days. You got to get your cash by appointment. Those that give it to you, there's a lot of paperwork, identification, forms you have to find. You will be looked at like a criminal and probably reported to the government just for getting your own cash. So these are intimidation tactics designed to keep you in a digital system so they can either confiscate your wealth, lock down the banks, impose negative interest rates, or just sit there and get wiped out by Vladimir Putin. So, again, I'm not saying take everything out of the bank and buy gold. I'm saying take 10% of your investable assets, buy gold. By the way, I'm not a gold salesman. You can't buy gold from me. I'm an author, an economist, an analyst. I'm just trying to warn people, and that's what I do in my book, The New Case for Gold.
Why gold? You touched
because
on it a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, it has unique properties. It's scarce, so you don't want something. You know, a lot of people say diamonds. I mean, diamonds are good for smuggling because they don't set off metal detectors, but that's not what we're talking about. Diamonds are actually not scarce. Some metals are too scarce. They're extremely rare, and they're not good. I talk about this. I go through in my book, Chapter 2, in my book, The New Case for Gold. I go through all the reasons historically and actually chemically. Gold is, you know, it's an element, atomic number 79. You can't dissolve it. You have to use dynamite to blow it. They're very hard to destroy, very easy to work with. It's scarce enough to be valuable, but not so scarce that it's impractical. There are reasons why gold has been money for thousands of years. It's not that people liked it because it was shiny. Okay, it's attractive, but that's not the reason. There are very practical reasons for it. But beyond that, it's money good. Look, if nobody wishes for a breakdown, but there's a breakdown society and they close the banks, you have money riots, the power grid collapses, you know, all the things that people think about as money are going to be gone. If you have gold, you're going to have money.
The best way to have the actual gold in hand or to have some sort of gold certificate that somebody is handling the physical gold for you?
Well, it depends on the kind of certificate. You don't want an ETF, you know, exchange-traded fund. Your broker will, if you call your broker and sell gold, your broker will never recommend it, by the way. But if you call them and say, I want to buy some anyway, they'll probably recommend an ETF. I don't recommend that because an ETF is really a share of stock traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, it does have short-term price exposure, but when you want it the most, when gold's going up, you know, $100, $200, $500 per ounce per day, in a financial panic, that contract is going to be suspended. They'll send you the money for yesterday's price, but you're not going to get today's price and tomorrow's price. You're not going to get the protection you want. Same thing for other kinds of paper gold. Now, there are funds out there that have what's called fully allocated gold. So if you buy a unit of that fund, they take your money, they buy the gold, they put it in a vault. If you want it, call them up, they'll ship it to you. That gold has your name on it in the sense that there's a ledger that associates that particular bar of gold with you. Mm-hmm. So that's okay because there is physical gold behind it. I recommend people actually get gold, put it in non-bank storage, you know, someplace convenient, not too far from the house, or put it in your house in a safe. Just don't tell anyone it's
there.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Those are ways to protect yourself. You don't want to rely on the system because the system will be shut down.
Exactly. Well, James Rickard, you say 10%, and I've got listeners going, hey, what about the other 90? What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, there are other kind of assets that will preserve wealth. So I recommend my model portfolio, 10% gold. You can buy land. You can buy real estate. You can buy fine art. It has some cash, and people are surprised to hear me say that. They say, hey, Jim, you're talking about the collapse of the system. Why would I have cash? Well, you might not have it forever, but if you have it temporarily, it gives you little options. It gives you some options. Take some of the volatility out of your portfolio. I invest in water. I invest in a private company. See, a private company, that's a contract between you and the sponsor. You probably do get a physical agreement or a physical stock certificate. Most of what you buy from your broker, that's digital. I mean, Vladimir Putin's already figured out how to wipe it out. You know, I say things like that, Bill, and people go, oh, that would never happen. You know what? Mm-hmm. Last week, the government of Bangladesh, one of the poorest countries in the world, had $100 million at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is the safest bank in the world. The money disappeared. I mean, just go online, just Google Bangladesh bank account. You'll see that they lost $100 million. If they had gold, they'd still have the money.
Exactly. Well, Jim, this is really good stuff. Your book available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, right?
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, the new case for gold, a provocative argument on the enduring value of gold. James Rickard, best-selling New York Times author, the book Death of Money, and his latest new case for gold. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate all the ideas. Boy, I'll tell you, 10%, guess who's making a phone call as soon as the show's over. We got to make sure we're covered on this. Just about 19 minutes before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Martinez live. Hey, strike up the orchestra. You know what that means. It's time for Steve Evans, the movie guy. We love it. He's live. Well, he's not live from the movie capital. You're out in, you know, one of the happiest places in the United States. You're out there in Disney World country in Orlando, huh?
That's right, on this side of the country this time around. And, hey, you know, it's happy out there, you know.
Hey, but we kept it balanced, though. We kept it balanced, you know. I left Florida. I'm here in California. So I made up for you here, and then you made up for me in Orlando, so it's all good, huh?
It's nationwide, that's right.
Hey, we got to keep the balance. It's important, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Batman, speaking of balance, Batman, Superman, 1, 2, 3, pretty much the same as it was last week, right?
That's right. Batman versus Superman, The Dawn of Justice, making $51.3 million, but that was a disappointment. It sounds absurd to say making $51 million is disappointing, but they were expecting more. It was off about 69%, which in the movie biz isn't good news. You know, the second weekend, it may have been the result of the reviews finally catching up, or the fact it was a huge opening. It it opened on something like 35,000 screens worldwide. It must made up over $700 million worldwide, so it's hardly a failure. But they say, "Oh wow, it fell off 69%." So we'll see what happens next week. Zootopia was number two, that made about $275 million. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 was number three. You saw that movie last?
Good fun. Yeah, good fun movie. I mean, by and large, because you always get nervous about sequels. You know, it's just, can they really pull this off? And they did a great job with it. It's just, you know, like I said, it's amusing. You know, it's not, you don't have to put a whole lot of brain power into it. It's just people being people and enjoying it all within the theme of the first one, including the Windex. You know, remember I asked you about the Windex, because you didn't want to spill the beans, you know, but I can tell you, I mean, the opening shot, you got the Windex, man. So I said, I'm done. Steve-O was right.
That's right. And I think your dress line is, if you like the first one, you're going to like the second one.
So exactly.
That's basically what you need to know there. God's Not Dead 2 was number four, and Miracles from Heaven rounded out the top five. I had a chance to see a movie called Miles Ahead last weekend. And this is the movie about Miles Davis, done by Don Cheadle.
Yes.
It took him 10 years to make. Now, this movie basically is all over the place. I mean, it's an impressionistic sort of free-form take on the jazz great. But when you think about it, it kind of makes sense because it's like a jazz piece that takes place supposedly in Miles Davis's head. Mm-hmm. And it is free-form, improvisational, and, you know, it's So it makes sense. I enjoyed it. And if you're a jazz fan, I think it's one to see. But if you're looking for a straight linear presentation of a story, I think you'll be disappointed.
Yeah, right. It's not going to happen, yeah. Yeah, well, and for you, I mean, it was only showing in four theaters, so you had to chase it down. But of course, you're on the electric side of Los Angeles, so you get those theaters, that show these kind of movies.
Show the latest, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff that's in limited release, so we're fortunate that way.
Yeah,
a really wide release this weekend is going to be The Boss. Melissa McCarthy is back. I think the critics are not nuts about this movie, but if you like Melissa, if you like to see her work, this is one to see. And the reviews are saying, no question, The Boss is McCarthy's show. Very funny at times. Other times, not so much. The plot's paper thin. But, hey, it stars Melissa McCarthy. Here's what it's about. She
is this the skinny
boss.
Is this the skinny Melissa, or is it
I think you're getting kind of a mid-sized Melissa. She's starting to
slim down a little bit here. Okay, she's
right,
in transition.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right.
Well, yeah. She plays the boss. She plays this titan of industry who sent the prison after she's caught for insider trading. Maybe some shades of Martha Stewart, who knows?
Yeah.
She emerges ready to rebrand herself as America's latest sweetheart, and not everyone she's screwed over is so quick to forget and forget. She's joined in The Boss by Kristen Bell, also Peter Dinklage, who's also great, and Kathy Bates. 18% recommending, but like I say, if you like Melissa, this is really one to see. And she said, I've seen her interview. She said that this is a character she developed when she was with the Groundlings, and the character came fully formed. It wasn't like anything she really had to work on. This character just appeared, and if you check out the trailer, it looks very, very funny. Okay?
Yeah, it does. Right. It really does. And the thing is, you know, with the weight loss that she had, and supposedly there was some controversy with Mike and Molly's show, because she lost so much weight, they thought that, she was losing her identity, and there's some controversy. I didn't follow up much on it, so I don't have the concluding details, if it was just rumor or if there was something there. You have to take a second look at her, because she's lost so much weight. It's like, whoa, you know, her face has changed, I think, quite remarkably.
Well, she is a beautiful woman. I mean, she always has been. And I think anything that is healthy for her probably should be applauded. I think that, of course, the Mike and Molly character was one, she was a heavy part to play, so to speak, but
right.
I think they probably, hopefully, will adapt.
Well, I think so. She's a talent. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, exactly.
She is. Okay. I love her.
Yep.
Then we have a movie called Hardcore Henry. This is one of these frenetic, fast-paced, first-person sort of presentations here. Here's what this is about. Hang on. You wake up. You remember nothing. Mainly because you've just been brought back from the dead by your wife. She tells you that your name is Henry.
Wow.
5 minutes later, you're being shot at. Your wife has been kidnapped, and you should probably go get her back. But whose daughter? Well, his name is Aiken. He's a powerful warlord with an army of mercenaries and a plan for world domination. You're in an unfamiliar city of Moscow. Everybody wants you dead, and that's what Hardcore Henry is about. 67% are recommending this thing. It stars people we basically haven't heard of, but it's getting good reviews, and here's what they're saying. They're saying that Hardcore blasts along like a supercharged computer game, shoot 'em up, bursting with sick humor and splatterpunk violence. There you go. Check out the trailer. Hardcore Henry is out there for you this weekend. Then we have Demolition, Jake Gyllenhaal. He's supposed to be terrific in this movie. The movie's getting so-so reviews. We'll talk about that in a moment, but he plays a stab at the name of Davis Mitchell. He's a successful investment banker, struggles after losing his wife in a tragic car crash, and what starts out as a complaint letter to a vending machine company, it turns into a series of letters revealing some startling personal admissions. Now, Davis's letters, they catch the attention of a customer service rep, Karen Marino, played by Naomi Watts, and amidst emotional turmoil and financial burdens of her own, the two form this unlikely connection. And Davis starts to rebuild his life, beginning with the demolition of the life he once knew. And the demolition is literal. He actually takes a bulldozer to his house. Check out the trailer. It's offbeat Jake Gyllenhaal out there in Demolition this weekend.
Is Jake becoming one of the hardest working actors, I'd say in Hollywood, but I mean around the world? I mean, every time you turn around, he's got a new movie coming out. This guy got bills to pay or something. What's going on here?
But I think actors go through a phase where they just, it's nose to the grindstone to realize that, hey, this might not last forever, so let's make as many movies as we can. He's made some pretty smart choices, if not, you know, huge commercial successes. And they say that he's great in this role. It's the role. It's offbeat Gyllenhaal that you get in this one.
Well,
speaking of independent film, we have The Invitation. Now, the trailer alone will freak you out. I mean, this is such a great idea. 93% of the critics are recommending this movie. It's a small movie, but incredibly well done and well shot. Here's what it's about. You have this guy by the name of Will. He's invited to a dinner party that's being held by his ex-wife, Eden, and her new husband, David. Now, the pair's tragic past begins an equally spooky present, because Eden begins to act very suspiciously, and she has invited some very mysterious house guests to this dinner party. Will becomes convinced that his invitation was extended with a hidden agenda. Now, this unfolds over one dark evening in the Hollywood Hills. The Invitation, this movie, blurs the layers of mounting paranoia, mystery, and horror until both Will and the audience are unsure what threats are real or imagined. This is great fun. It is so tense. Here's what one critic is saying. A teasingly effective thriller that builds to a remarkable level of tension. The Invitation, 93% recommending this weekend. It's out there for you.
Nobody says Beetlejuice or anything, right?
Well, you know what? Just check out the trailer. That's all I'll say, because it really does build to an unbelievable level of tension.
Wow.
Okay, we have Louder Than Bombs. This is a movie which also very independent, but this is about the eve of an exhibition which is honoring a noted war photographer, Isabel Reed, whose career was cut short in the wake of her untimely death. Her husband, a father, and two sons grapple with her domestic and professional legacy. You have flashbacks of Isabel's role of wife and mother and photojournalist. They intermingle with the present-day attempts of the Reeds to manage their grief amid a combat of a different kind. I get the impression this is kind of like attending a dysfunctional Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I've never been to one. Yeah.
You have the past, the present, coalescing in sharp focus as the Reeds, you know, come to terms with love and loss and locating memories, both painful and joyous, and they also locate the skills they need to soldier on in this one. Louder Than Bombs, you might want to check out the trailer. 90% are recommending that one.
Okay.
And then we have a movie called Mr. Right. Speaking of hardworking actresses, Anna Kendrick, also in this one, as well as the great Sam Rockwell and Tim Roth. So this is about Martha, played by Anna Kendrick. She's gone full-on manic since the latest breakup. She babbles, she parties like a rock star, cooks everything in sight, and is looking to do something terrible when she happens to meet Francis, played by the great Sam Rockwell. They seem to be a perfect match. She's bananas, he's bananas, except he's a deadly sort of bananas. He's a professional assassin. Francis is a hitman with a cause. He unexpectedly kills the people ordering the hit. So how's that?
Hey, why not? I mean, we go from a dysfunctional Thanksgiving party to, a manic girlfriend. Why not? Let's have fun.
Yeah, and she begins to realize her new bull wasn't joking when he needed to step out for a moment to shoot someone. That's what Mr. Right is all about.
Oh, Lordy.
24% recommending. And then there's a great doc out called The Time.
Well, we're out of time, Steve-O. Hey, Steve Evans, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live.
Truly, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.